Industrial Talk is brought to you by Armis. Yes, you are in the digital transformation game. Yes, you need to find trusted companies, trusted individuals to help you along with that journey. The Armis platform delivers complete asset intelligence. You know what that means? Insights into your connected assets. You're in the digital transformation game. You have to have that insights into what is connected. Go to armis.com. Find out more. You will not be disappointed. Also, AI-Dash. AI-Dash is on a mission to create a greener, cleaner, safer planet from space. AI-Dash helps core industries become more resilient, efficient, and sustainable through the power of satellites and AI. Go out to AI-Dash.com. Find out more. All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. We were on site at DistribuTech. You might have heard the other great conversations we were having there. You know, you just got to come and learn with me. I'm just a sponge, and I get to learn from all of these incredible leaders. Speaking of which, we've got Ming Ho and Wayne Diaz. Siemens is the company. We're talking about cloud. We're talking about user experience. And I'm telling you right now, you need to be engaged. You need to collaborate, and you need to educate like me. You know, Industrial Talk, platform for education and highlighting industry leaders like Ming and Wayne. We are industry. It's the human side. So let's get cracking with the conversation.
You guys are cool. Thank you for being flexible.
No problem.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
You guys having a good conference?
Yeah, really it's good. Been
really good. Lots of good foot traffic. It's busy. So,
yeah,
very successful so far.
Is this the first conference you guys went back to sort of face-to-face?
Yeah.
Our second conference.
Yeah. Was it stunning to see those virtual friends that you created and then all of a sudden to see them in person?
Yeah, they completely look different, too.
I used to wear a wig, so when everybody saw it, you know, no, I didn't. Anyway, all right. For the listeners out there, we've got a little set. Ming, give us a little background on who you are.
I had a user experience and strategic innovations with Energy IP, one of our products within Siemens. It sounds like a strange combination, but what we believe in is to put user experience and customers, users, at the center of all of our strategic innovations going forward.
Doesn't sound stupid to me. I'm all about the experience, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
and it's one of those, big time.
And one of those is a new offering this year, which is Energy IP MDM SaaS. So
we'll really talk about topic. That big time.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it. All right, Ryan, you're next. Background, Wayne.
Wayne, hey.
Work with me. I'm a professional here on this podcast. No, just kidding.
Okay, so Wayne Diaz, I run the grid simulation software business here in the U.S. When I say grid simulation, anything that and everything that goes in production or online on the grid needs to be simulated, needs to be analyzed. Right. We run a lot of what-if scenarios, so our software suite at Siemens provides that infrastructure, that support to basically prior to integrating anything onto the power grid. We get to simulate it, and then it finally goes into operations.
I got to pull on that thread. When we start talking to simulations, it sounds like data, right? It sounds like the collection of data. It sounds like historical information to be able to simulate future events and all of that stuff. How does your platform take into consideration the historical events to simulate future?
Absolutely. So when I say simulation, I'm talking more grid planning. So I'm looking at various different scenarios that were traditionally just looking at how do I expand the power system? How do I integrate more generation onto the system? How do I integrate distributed generation, renewables,
right. In
other words, onto the system? And prior to that coming online, how do I really run various different what-if scenarios to see whether or not this is going to help the system? Is it going to hurt the system? Do I need reinforcements on the system?
Let's say you have a scenario, a simulation that for a renewable, whatever, you know, external generation, and it is deemed to, you know, hurt the system.
Mm-hmm.
Does the utility have the option of saying, hey, we'd love to permit it, but you can't because we don't have the resources to be able to, you know, fortify this, you know, wherever we're at? Does that happen?
It does happen, but then we also complement it with additional technology, what we call non-wired alternatives. Alternatives which is not just reinforcing the transmission lines, the power lines, or transformers. It's more like maybe I can alleviate that issue with a renewable resource, yeah. A battery maybe. So those are some of the things the simulation tools help simulate and plan for.
Yeah, you're not going to shut them down. You say, hey, go over here. Our simulation says you go over here. So, Ming, talk about, let's say, this cloud offering. Give us a little reason why that's important to utilities.
Well, cloud offering, there's different types, but specifically the software as a service. One of our really good customers, Silicon Valley Power, they came to us.
Hold on. What power company?
Silicon Valley Power. SVP?
I have never heard that one.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that PG&E?
No way.
It's separate. It's a different.
It's a separate utility.
Get the fuck. And I worked in Southern California, and I know PG&E. I have never heard that one.
No, this is Northern California, completely different animal.
God. Continue.
But center of Silicon Valley. We're talking about Santa Clara, California.
Yeah.
Over 50 data centers. They manage 1% of the power consumption within California. Huge, yet a very, very small real estate area, area. So some of the biggest data centers in the world, Intel, NVIDIA, and all of those high-tech data centers, they're all coming and using Silicon Valley Power.
So back to the question.
You know, so why do they want to go to software as a service? Well, number one is software as a service allows us to be able to upgrade them and provide them with new features. So it's evergreen. It allows them to save on the upgrade. All that complexity.
It's
all
seamless.
That
planning, it's invisible. That's what I like about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the second part of it is they're fairly small, so they want to have their staff really focus on the core business, and they don't want to have to deal with all the IT issues, security, and disaster recovery, and the list goes on and on if you think about it. You have to own the hardware, you have to manage the hardware, you know, everything that happens, the technical monitoring, performance monitoring, and the list again goes on and on. So as a software as a service just makes a lot of sense for them. And thirdly, there is a financial benefit to it because it's a subscription service. So it scales as you go up. And you don't have to have all that CapEx, all that, those licensing charges right up front. You can essentially amortize that and have more predictability in terms of your expenditures.
So what's, when we say SaaS, what services are in the cloud that you're providing this utility?
Yeah. So in this particular case, it's meter data management.
Uh-huh.
So it is smart meters.
Yes.
So you have your advanced metering infrastructure. So now those guys are also going to the cloud. And so we're sort of arriving them part way. Because if you think about it, you have all your meters across all this geographical area. They're coming in through a communication network. And so they're already coming one way or the other through some communication infrastructure, which is almost in the cloud. Now, traditionally, those go on-premise and then go through a meter data management system. We're just offering perhaps a more efficient path and being able to bring all that data in, but also to be able to smooth that that whole experience.
So these are services that are not, you're not latency dependent.
Correct. It's not real time.
Yeah, you don't need whatever edge or whatever you want to do it that requires real-time type of.
That's right.
But Wayne, mm-hmm. now you have a bigger challenge because here's what I see. I see that your simulation, there's a lot of external generation coming on. There's a lot of distributed and solutions out there, and I, quite frankly, being an old, crusty utility guy, I'm pretty much around the centralization of power and then the transmission and then it's and this whole dynamic grid is a bit. Can you run those simulations? I mean, it's happening, right? And utilities, I would imagine, need it.
Absolutely. So, you know, as the grids are getting smarter, right, more and more DERs coming online, they're also getting more complicated.
DERs, for the listeners, what does that say?
Distributed energy resources.
Thank you very much.
So as more and more distributed energy resources are coming online, the power system is getting more complicated. Given it is getting smarter, but it's getting a lot more complicated.
You're underselling that. It's super complicated. It's you're soft pedaling it, quite frankly.
But it's a start, right? But what we're seeing at Siemens over the next 5 years, we're looking at 60% of that external renewable resources being implemented onto the system. The planners traditionally would run scenarios. Will be snapshot scenarios, basically looking at the peak load, off-peak load, generation at a certain peak. But today, with all these DERs coming, there's a lot of volatility, right? This volatility, due to that, we might need additional scenarios. We might need to run more extensive
studies.
There's
no might. You know that's the case.
We do.
Just continues to push the envelope, and we're going to do
right,
this,
Scott.
And then it's like, we're going to have a grand old time. Woo!
You're right, Scott. We definitely need to run additional scenarios, which were not not your traditional scenarios, right? So one of the examples I'll use is time series profile analysis. What is the grid doing at 8 a.m.? What is the grid doing at 9? What's it doing at 10?
Yep.
Before we would look at, okay, so my load, Southern California for an example, is happening at 4 p.m. But with DERs, that 4 p.m. might not be valid.
Right.
I might need to consider 12 o'clock as a problematic time. So what we're trying to drive is additional studies, but these additional studies cannot be done on existing infrastructure. I cannot run those studies on my existing hardware, on my existing laptop, because I will burn it. IT folks are talking to us saying our engineers, our planners need new hardware as an impact to OpEx, right? So that's why our tool, PSSC, Transmission Planning Tool, is now in the cloud. You know, it is a tool used all across the U.S., it's nothing new to the existing transmission planners, operations planners, long-term planners. It's basically giving them the avenue to now take their analyses that may have taken 3 weeks to complete can now be done in 3 hours.
Dude.
Leveraging the cloud.
That's pretty doggone cool.
That's cool. But in a related use case, coming from the other side, from the distribution side,
yep.
You know, as you're doing some of those simulations, it's really important to be able to use real meter data as opposed to load profiles that are just copied over.
Yeah.
Because then you can now really localize what's happening at the distribution grid and be able to do optimized planning. So,
yeah.
Again, with Wayne and his group, you know, we're getting together and trying to solve those kinds of problems.
I don't know, man. I'm telling you, it's way above my pay grade, guy. Good job, because it's going to only get more and more challenging with a lot of changes that are taking place. One of the areas that we don't talk enough about or discuss for one reason or another, I know one reason, nobody wants to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it, and that is, this is critical infrastructure stuff. This is impacting a lot of, how do you ensure the security of, let's say, these systems?
Great question, Ming. If you don't mind, I'll take that
sure.
first, cool.
Wow.
And then we'll
no
hear.
Problem. He just stole it from you.
So basically, as far as security, that is, Scott, one of the things that we get asked all the time.
But nobody wants to talk about it, right?
Exactly.
No, it's like,
we're here to talk about it.
Yeah, but see, nobody wants to say, you know, I'm having a problem with my security. I had a breach coming up, and I just said, nobody's saying that. They're just saying, hey, I need to talk security. You are having problems? Nope, I'm not having a problem. Nope.
Critical infrastructure, right? So how I look at it is, do you have an online banking account?
Yep.
Right? That's already in the cloud. Your money's in the cloud. Your financial snapshots are in the cloud as an individual, right? But let's take it a step further. At Siemens, we're not just a grid software company. We're also supporting and have a team of cloud experts, a cloud infrastructure team that is certified to run, certified with various cloud compliant agencies. I'll name a couple. ISO 27001 is one of them. FedRAMP is another one. So, and et cetera. And we're working with our regional reliability coordinators to drive that security further, right? I'll share a very, very good example. For me, I come from the grid planning, the offline data side of the house. But we do have a customer or two that actually have their online operational data in Siemens' cloud infrastructure. So we provide the one-stop shop for this utility that basically has all of their operational data in the cloud. So if operational data is in the cloud, Siemens is handling the cloud, we are cloud compliant, our whole team of cloud experts are there, you know, taking in operational offline data is just a no-brainer.
But the reality is, let's just sort of lay it out there. Yeah, I believe the cloud is fine. I'm okay, because I get smart people like you. And I think that if utilities and other companies, and not just utilities, although we're at the show, I think it has to happen. I think it's just, when you have a tsunami of data, you got all this stuff to analyze, you got to do that. It's secure, right, me? It is.
Well, it's going to happen. One way or the other.
It is. It's going to happen. You might as well figure out how to participate.
So it really boils down to if you're doing it yourself, can you catch up? Right? All sorts of patches, all sorts of, all this different software that's happening. Yeah. Right? And so from a utilities perspective, you can either have your own set of experts, and many of them do.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you have all these enterprise systems, and they're all using different patch levels, all sorts of different components and things of this nature. And so that's why software as a service built on top of a good infrastructure, well-architected, that's one side of it. And as Wayne's talked about, from a standards perspective, from a process perspective, being world-class and being working with agencies around the world and just being on top of everything.
Yeah.
That's really a part of it.
Yeah, come on. You guys are living a dream. I mean, it's cool stuff. I got out of the utility business, and now I'm regretting it. That's to you, Wayne. So if I was a professional and I said, my gosh, Ming and Wayne are talking my talk, I want to chirp with them. How do they get a hold of you, Ming?
Ming.ho at Siemens.com.
And you, Wayne?
Wayne.ds, ds with an s, at Siemens.com.
All right, you're saying to yourself, Scott, I didn't get that email address. It's going to all be out on industrialtalk.com. You need to connect with these gents. They know what they're doing. They're going to make your life. They are trusted professionals in this world.
That's right. Cloud is the limit. Thank you very
much. All right. Once again, we're broadcasting from DistribuTech 22. Dallas is the place. You can hear the buzz going on in the background. Solutions and problem solving happening today. Put this on your bucket list big time. Thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. We are going to wrap it up on the other side. Do not go away. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, that was Ming and Wayne's excellent industrial adventure. Incredible conversation. Absolutely connect with them. Reach out. You got to know more about what's happening within the utility market. They are two gents that are prime for connecting with. So do so. I'll have all the contact, LinkedIn contact information out on Industrial Talk. Now, I've been talking a lot about the speed at which this technology and innovation is going. And the only way that you can keep up with it is, of course, you got to constantly just pursue education. And you've got to connect with people like Ming and Wayne to get the latest, get that trusted information about what is happening in the market and how you and your company can take advantage
of all of the wonderful innovation that is taking place out there. It is a must. Come, go to Industrial Talk. Learn with me. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but boy, I'll tell you, I get access and talk to the best industrial leaders from around the world. Join me. We are industry. Follow that hashtag out there. Never miss a doggone episode or conversation or whatever. But that is important. Educate, collaborate, and innovate are key to your success. All right. Again, we're going to have another great conversation from DistribuTech. You can count on that. So be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Hang out with Ming and Wayne, and you're going to change the world. Thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. So stay tuned for the next conversation.